The A5 road is an extremely dangerous road that runs through Tyrone and Derry, and it is a road that is used by many of my constituents in Donegal. It forms part of the main road link from Dublin to Donegal, and I myself have used the road many times on my way to Dublin from various parts of Donegal, so I know exactly how unsafe it is. At least 47 people have died along the 86-kilometre stretch of road since a plan to upgrade the entire route to a dual carriageway was approved by the Stormont Assembly in 2007. This is shocking, and it is clear that something needs to be done fast to address this. The Enough is Enough group is calling on the project to go ahead and for the new A5 to be built immediately in order to save lives, but say in the meantime that road improvements such as better lighting at junctions, overtaking lanes and improved signs should be installed as soon as possible in order to start saving lives right now. Because even if the new A5 started, the road will be in use for a number of years afterwards as well. So this is what we should be prioritising, making Irish roads as safe as possible for road users and saving as many lives as we possibly can across the island. As well as this, the A5 route is extremely important infrastructure linking the north and south of our country. It is a major route for those living and working in border counties such as Donegal and across the North West. There are many social and economic reasons for us to ensure that this road is upgraded. It was recently reported that based on the disposable income, Donegal is the poorest county in Ireland, with the average disposable income 22% below the state's average. There is no doubt that the lack of infrastructure in the county and across the North West impacts the economy here, and improvements are desperately needed in order for our infrastructure, in order for any real improvements to be made in our local economy as well. Unfortunately, people of the North West cannot rely on public transport to travel because of the area so badly connected. Yet we are forced to travel because of the lack of facilities in the area, meaning a car is a must in this region. I have talked many times of the high level of forced car ownership in the area, and increased car ownership, along with dangerous roads, is unfortunately going to lead to far more accidents. Yet the government continues to drag its heels. The government needs to take action and needs to support the actions required to bring about an end to a process that is now 15 and a half years long. Work on the new A5 needs to begin as soon as possible. Further delays to the project will only cost more lives, and it will continue to have a negative impact on the development of the North West. Government also needs to ensure the upgrade projects for other routes connecting the A5 are approved and delivered as quickly as possible, including the N2 RD to Castleblaney, Clontibret to the Border Road Scheme and the 10T upgrade in Donegal. It is for this reason that I support today's motion and its calls on the government to honour the commitment to fund the 50% of the cost of the A5 upgrade so that it is commenced and completed as quickly as possible, saving lives and enhancing the social and economic well-being of the North West region. And for government to take all necessary steps to ensure that the 10T priority route improvement project for Donegal connecting to the A5 and related N2 upgrades receive approval and are delivered as speedily as possible. I would also call on the government to do more to ensure that road safety messaging has been delivered to all road users and to further educate people on the danger of driving on the A5 and many other roads in the North West region. I know the RSA have been making great efforts to educate young people in schools about the dangers of roads, but I would encourage them to also expand the reach to include other organisations. I applaud the A5 Enough is Enough group for involving local and county GAA clubs in their campaign as well. We should be making every effort possible to ensure that people of all ages and all backgrounds in the North West are informed and aware of the dangers posed by many of the roads they frequently use. But the main thing is, the solution to this is the A5 upgrade, which has to happen and happen urgently. And I welcome the fact that the report is due to be published by the end of the year. There should be no delays from that point on to ensure that the new A5 is delivered for everybody in the region. Thank you.